Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin, you're listening to Up North News.
We'll get into why we have Tammy Wynette's Stand By Your Man playing for the most powerful Republican in Wisconsin coming up in just a bit. First, welcome back. This is Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlow along with Luke Mathers. And we have another nice summery day across Wisconsin. A very slight chance for rain and showers the further northwest you are, as a cold front very slowly works its way across again. And so depending on, you know, from west to east, early Wednesday into early Thursday, an increasing chance for some passing rain. And then it's supposed to be a little nice on the backside of that, apparently. So we have a nice way of heading into the last full week of August for the summer of 2022. There was, but I don't want to forget to tell people, I mentioned how to listen live. Especially if you're listening on WXCO in Wausau, our flagship station, and you have to be away from the radio, but you don't want to miss a moment of, I mean, imagine if you'd only heard part one of what did Ron Johnson say this time, and you would have missed part two and three. You want to be in the loop on these things. So if you want to catch WXCO and our show, the way to do it now is with the TuneIn app or tunein.com, T-U-N-E-I-N. And on there, you just have to look up WXCO. Or if you have Alexa or one of those smart speakers, and if you tell it to play WXCO, it will bring up the signal. And have you tried this already? Luke, I did hear Crudy one day, you know, shouting at the speaker, and it appeared to work. And like I said, I don't have a smart speaker here. So what's your verdict on this?
Yeah, it works. It works wonderful. So you just say, play WXCO on TuneIn, and Alexa does her thing, and she gets the stream playing loud and clear through the smart devices. I got to find out if we can do it on Google devices as well, because Alexa isn't the only smart device in the game anymore. Right. So we're definitely working it out. Civic Media is doing pretty expansive rollout of all these new stations. So these are all the things that we're trying to get going at the same time. And Alexa is the first one for TuneIn.
It's a very quiet construction project going on for the listeners, but we are building a media empire, the likes of which has not been seen, at least not on anything but the far right side of the media ecosystem. But that you know, empires take time to build. And so pardon the sawdust in the background, but this is exactly what we're working on here. In the meantime, with WXCO as our flagship, do feel free to tune in that way. We appreciate it. Of course, WXCO is known up here as Bull Falls Radio. And so if you look up Bull Falls Radio on Facebook or Twitter, you'll get to see us doing this fine radio program as well. And we appreciate it. The Washington Post continues to notice Wisconsin politics. I mean, it was anyway, but then they recently picked up Patrick Marley, who had been at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel forever. And I think the Post very rightfully brought Patrick on board their team so that readers across the nation can find out what is happening in this crucial, it's like crucial Waukesha County. It's now crucial Wisconsin. This is a very key place in that petri dish of democracy that we're trying to grow here. And yet at sometimes it seems like we're trying to poison it. So Patrick Marley writes in this morning's Washington Post, over the past 15 months, the Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly has sought to placate Donald Trump as the former president bombarded him with phone calls about the 2020 election, accused him of covering up corruption, labeled him a Republican in name only, and endorsed his little-known primary opponent. After winning his primary by just 260 votes this month, Robin Voss expressed no regrets and continues to stand by Trump. Quote, I think Donald Trump has done a lot of good things for our country, and if he runs again, he could do a lot more, Voss said in an interview in his state capitol office. But I'm not going to say that just because Donald Trump believes something that I'm going to change what I believe, unless I'm persuaded. Those three words kill me. I'm going to stick to my guns. I'm going to stand up to Donald Trump unless I'm persuaded. So Mr. Marley goes on and describes how Republicans have fallen into two different camps here, the ones that embrace his lies about losing and those who resist any efforts to try to reverse the results. Again, something that's not a thing. Voss has been trying to forge a middle ground. He launched that expensive review, quote unquote, of the 2020 election led by former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, but he has also refused to take the legally impossible step of decertifying the election, Marley writes. And yet his efforts have not been enough to escape Trump's revenge. I do want to note that in terms of the Gableman investigation that Voss finally pulled the plug on a week ago, Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard says she has heard crickets, in her words, from Republicans about Democrats requesting that Gableman's office receive an audit. She's on the Joint Audit Committee, and she said, "We need to provide some guardrails," she's quoted in WisPolitics. "It was clear that he," Gableman, "was inept, and this money was not being spent in the best interest of the state of Wisconsin. But how is it that we as a state spend these dollars looking backwards, looking forward? We need to make sure things like this don't ever happen again." And again, it's been noted that the Gableman investigation has cost you and me and all of Wisconsin more than $1 million. $1 million just down a rat hole. And so the Democratic members of the audit committee would like to have something happen to find that accountability. How did Gableman spend the money? Where did he get it? And right now, Republicans are you know, saying, nope, don't think that's going to happen. Voss goes on in the Patrick Marley article in the Washington Post, "I have never undercut or said that Donald Trump did something in the White House or in policy in general that I didn't agree with." He says, "I just don't think we can do something that's unconstitutional." Voss declined to say whether he believes Trump should announce another run for office, even before this year's midterms, or whether Trump could be a drag on Republicans this fall. Spoiler alert, he is. But Voss did express concern about the future of the party if it remains under the sway of one person. Voss says, quote, "The Republican Party of today has somehow got this idea that if you don't agree all the time on every topic with exactly what someone else thinks should be the ideology of the party, you're not worthy of support. And I think that is a dying vision for a political party." You know, and yet he just won't take that next step and say Trump's name about it. He'll just say, "Well, we feel like somebody feel like you should, you know, agree with somebody else." Don't say somebody else. Say Trump. Right now, the Trump-supporting Republicans in the legislature have not been able to get away with the outright attacks on American democracy that you're seeing in other states that have Republican-controlled legislatures. That's because you have a Democratic governor here in Tony Evers. But as Patrick Marley notes, that could change if Trump-endorsed construction executive Tim Michaels, R-Connecticut, wins in his race against him. Because if Michaels wins, and if Republicans, as expected, hold on to the legislature because of ridiculously gerrymandered maps, there would definitely be moves to restructure how elections are run. And there's no middle ground there. There's not going to be mild tinkering with election rules. Who thinks Donald Trump would allow that? He's going to want all or nothing. And it's just not clear yet if there's any way that, you know, Voss could work well with Michaels, given that Voss endorsed Rebecca Clefish against Michaels in the gubernatorial primary. And Michaels has suggested in the past that Voss has not earned a, quote, passing grade and might not be, quote, reformable as a legislative leader. And I had to pause when I read that the first time. So I'm going to say it again. Tim Michaels saying that Robin Voss might not be reformable as a legislative leader. I mean, we make dear leader jokes about Donald Trump all the time, but now we're talking about whether politicians, whether elected officials can be reformed into doing whatever Donald Trump wants them to do. Michaels has said that he would dissolve the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission He has said he would replace it with a new agency, but he hasn't spelled out any of the details. And some of the things that he suggested earlier in the year are things that would actually make election administration weaker than what is currently done. But we weren't expecting Tim Michaels to actually know how elections work. I mean, heck, even Michael Gableman said at the start of his investigation, he doesn't know how elections work. They're not interested in the details. They're not interested in the policy. They're interested in the outcome. And if the outcome is that Trump lost, then you tinker with the system to make it so that he wins, even if he doesn't get the most number of votes. We've had State Representative Evan Goyke of Milwaukee, a Democrat, on the show in the past, and he is quoted in the Patrick Marley article in the Washington Post saying that it was stunning to see Trump and his allies paint Voss, the longest serving assembly speaker in Wisconsin history, as anything other than conservative, given the way that Voss has slashed taxes, curbed the power of unions, limited early voting in Wisconsin, and put in place those gerrymandered maps that have locked in Republican majorities, which will now be for two decades. Goyke said, there's the Donald Trump party and there's the Republican party. They're drifting further and further apart. I think the takeaway might be that there is a purity test now in the Trump party that Voss couldn't pass. And that is going to leave Voss with a weaker position in his caucus. So again, whether it's Evers reelected or Michaels elected as governor, it is a fair question as to whether Robin Voss really does have the support to be the assembly Republican leader and speaker next year.
And kind of in the same vein, Pat, I don't know if you've seen this or not yet, but Molly Beck over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is letting us know that Michael Gableman's bounced back already. He's already got a new job and title. Molly Beck tweeting out this morning, Michael Gableman was introduced at the Pillow executive Mike Lindell's Moment of Truth conference as senior counsel at the Thomas More Society. Society that he was, I believe, renting out space to and was kind of doing his efforts in coordination with over the last 14 months. But Gableman was fired last week, Friday, so almost more than a week ago now, by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss from his post leading the review of the 2020 election, the conclusion of Molly Beck's tweet this morning. But I find that pretty interesting. I wanted to share with you that Michael Gableman's already bounced back from all this saga and landed on his feet with a new, what I would assume, cushy job for the Thomas More Society.
Okay, let's see. What can we learn here from the Thomas More Society, from the wizards in the tubes that make up the internet? Thomas More Society.
They're hamsters. They're wizards.
They're little tiny hamster wizards, little tiny hats that fit through the tubes. The Thomas More Society, says here on Wikipedia, is a conservative Roman Catholic public interest law firm based in Chicago. The group has been engaged in many culture war issues, promoting its anti-abortion and anti-same-sex marriage beliefs through litigation. The society filed cases in Wisconsin and elsewhere as part of Donald Trump's failed attempt to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The society is formally recognized by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops as a National Catholic Association, meaning a type of public association of the faithful under canon law of the Catholic Church. And as for those Wisconsin suits, let's see, what can I find here? Oh, yes, they were amongst those who filed complaints before the State Elections Commission about the money that came from the Center for Tech and Civic Life. Again, the group that received money from Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg in order to help Wisconsin communities pay for fair elections, administer them properly. It is a group that has given money to hundreds of communities across Wisconsin, but they selectively only picked on the biggest five, which had the most votes, to say that there must be something fishy going on. Let's take a break. We'll wrap up this hour's conversation up next. You're up north.